We're going to start this morning's program off right away with speaking with Dr. Darcy Slinky. She is a family practice physician at Winter Park Clinic. In December 2019, Dr. Slinky was appointed Public Health Medical Director and EMS Medical Director after serving as Interim Medical Director for Grand County. She joins us now on the program. Good morning, Dr. Darcy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. You're part of the Grand County COVID-19 response team, and I wanted to ask you about the surveillance testing that you did on Friday. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So in a partnership with the Colorado Department of Health and Environment, they were able to acquire quite a bit of testing supplies, and that is to be used by local counties and agencies to do surveillance testing. And we found out last Monday that we could be a part of that program. They accepted our testing site plan, which is a mobile testing site plan where we can either set up in a parking lot, or we can go out to individual businesses or locations as needed. And what we decided that we needed to survey first were frontline essential workers that have had high public contact over the past 5 weeks since we've been shut down.
Can you tell us first what is surveillance testing? And then, of course, I want you to describe who the frontline workers are. But what is surveillance testing?
So for the purposes of our program, surveillance testing is testing for the actual virus present in your saliva. And so it gives us an indication of current or recent infection. And that can actually be positive up to 6 weeks after you acquire the coronavirus disease.
Interesting.
And so that is the type of testing that we did. We did not do antibody testing. And antibody testing really is testing your immune system to see if your immune system is actively fighting the virus or if it has a memory of fighting the virus. And there's some problems with the antibody testing in terms of we see some cross-reactivity with other coronaviruses that are not the current COVID-19 that we're seeking and wanting to learn about. So that testing has not been completely vetted in terms of how we would use it and how we would inform a patient and how it would affect population health care.
Right. So you're essentially, you're going for active cases, active infections. And then which are the frontline essential workers that you tested?
We tested some hardware stores, lumber yards, and gas station attendants, and some grocery store workers.
And was that all like our Safeway and City Market?
Safeway and City Market will be tested probably next week. With big corporate entities, sometimes, there's a few extra things that we have to do in order to bring a program like that to them. Mm-hmm. So we anticipate that those will be performed next week.
Okay. So how many people did you test, Dr. Slinky?
We tested 82 people in 5 different townships at 10 different sites.
Great. And they all came back negative?
Every single one came back negative.
Was that a surprise to you?
It was a little bit of a surprise. I have always thought that we had low levels of disease. For a long time, we couldn't do the surveillance testing that we wanted to do. And we know that 80% of people are minimally symptomatic to not symptomatic at all. Mm-hmm. So we really thought we would see some positives. But it really does, the fact that we had no positives really speaks to the fact that the stay at home and safer at home efforts of our community absolutely worked. We did have COVID come into the county on several occasions, and people did the right things. Workplaces did the right things. And because of that, it didn't spread. So it's absolutely reassuring that all the things we did were correct. And then as we move forward, it just tells us, hey, we just need to keep those parameters in place, the social distancing and the masking, and, you know, low group sizes, and just keep all those precautions in place. And so when our visitorship goes up, we will continue to have a low level of disease in our community.
Curious, are you expecting, do you think there are cases that we don't know about in Grant County?
I think there may have been. I think early on, you know, when people were still having a high contact with Eagle and Summit and Denver counties, all of which were having outbreaks, I do think there was probably a few people that we didn't test that probably had it. But again, they did the right things. They stayed at home, they didn't interact, and they got better.
Curious if you have plans to test at places that are really active, like liquor stores. When I've gone into the local liquor store, none of the people in the employees are wearing any protection. And then, for example, at our Fraser Post Office, for example, 3/4 of the people that go in there are not practicing social distancing or wearing masks, and neither is the staff. I mean, those kinds of places, seems like if we get clear in those kinds of places, then we're really on to something.
Absolutely. And so we're going to finish our grocery store testing. We're also going to test some sheriff's officers and some individuals at the clerk and recorder's office next week. And then we're going to move on to liquor stores, post offices, and a few other high-touch places where there's a lot of public face. So absolutely, you know, we're a small crew, and so we're just slowly but surely going to move our way through all of those industries.
Talking to Darcy Selenke, a family practice physician at Winter Park Clinic and also a member of the Grant County COVID-19 response team. What has surprised you so far about the coronavirus in Grant County?
I guess that we didn't have more of a surge, and we didn't see more sick cases early on when Denver was sort of blowing up with coronavirus. That was one surprise. And then, you know, the other, I think, surprise and difficult aspect of this is, you know, we've been planning for pandemics for a long time. COVID-19 is so much different. And then there's just been really difficult coordination between federal, state, and local governments, trying to anticipate what other entities are going to do so that we can be at the ready has been surprisingly difficult.
Dr. Selenke, what about Winter Park Clinic? Are you operating exactly the same? You just take all appointments, or are you doing like a pre-screen on the phone? What's going on in your private practice?
So when people call to make an appointment, we do ask about recent illnesses, and we're doing a lot of telehealth visits. Every practice in the county is doing telehealth visits, where, you know, if it's, you know, if you want to call in and talk about, you know, the headaches that you've been having, and see about adjusting a medication for your migraines. I mean, those things can definitely be talked about on the phone. So we're pushing telehealth visits. We're also accepting in-person visits. We've continued to see in-person visits throughout. A lot of people just don't want to come to the doctor right now. It's sadly leading to a huge issue with vaccines for children, because there's been almost no child wellness visits over the past couple of months. So our vaccine rates are plummeting. But otherwise, you know, we've been truly, you know, seeing patients on a regular basis. And then if we do screen someone that's concerned about COVID, we actually go outside and screen them at their car, and sometimes test at their car, so that we are not bringing people we are concerned about active disease into the clinic. Everybody is masked once they get into our clinic, whether it's staff or patient or visitor. And we're practicing a lot more social distancing. We've got lots of protocols in place. Our clinic looks a little bit different because of the way that we're separating patients. But, you know, otherwise we've figured out a way to treat patients and to take care of every need that we see in the community.
That's awesome. What about if someone just wants to get like a routine yearly physical or something like that, that can still happen?
Absolutely. I've done 2 this week.
Fantastic. And I'm curious about, I'm kind of new to the community, only been here a couple of years. Nationwide, there's a big pushback on vaccines in general. I'm wondering if you've experienced that in your practice here. People resist vaccines. They're afraid to vaccinate their kids because they're afraid of autism or other things. And how strong is the anti-vax movement here?
I would say it's a mild anti-vaccine group. And truly, I find that if you sit down and you talk about their concerns about, you know, why they feel strongly about certain vaccines, you know, usually with some discussion and education, we, you know, most people usually will make the decision to vaccine up here. I've only had a couple that have decided not to vaccine, and usually it's just a particular vaccine that they don't want to have. Mm-hmm. So truly, I don't see a ton of anti-vaccine people in my practice.
And Dr. Solinke, what do you turn to for information on this ever-changing epidemic? Where do you go for really good information, and where would you suggest other people look to really get solid information? Facebook?
No, please no. Please no. Dr. Google did not go to medical school, I can tell you that. Really, I think, you know, looking at CDPHE and the CDC, they are posting a lot of the up-and-coming research. And when they post something, they definitely digest all of the research into a way that we can all read and understand and get a better feel for the information. I mean, with COVID, the information is coming at us at every direction, and sometimes it's contradictory. This novel coronavirus is not like any other coronavirus we've seen. So the playbook really had to get tossed out the window, and we needed to start over. I'm extremely lucky. One of my best friends is an infectious disease specialist for the State Department. And so she's been really wonderful about getting some data to me. And then I work with Denver Health, and Denver Health actually sends out, they send out updates and the most up-to-date journal articles every day. So, you know, when it comes to physicians, we definitely have a lot of information at our fingertips that we're reading. And so I think every local provider is well informed about everything, the most up-to-date information. So if you have a particular question, you could definitely reach out to your primary care. And then here at the COVID IMT for Grand County, we've been pushing out information. We're about to push out some information about antibody testing today and tomorrow, just because we've had lots more questions about antibody testing recently.
That sounds good. Dr. Solinke, one last question for you. As you're on this Grand County COVID-19 response team and also a local family practice physician, what message do you have for our listeners this morning? Is there anything else you'd like to add to what we've already discussed?
You know, I would say, you know, it's sunny, and we all want to get out. We all want to go recreate. Get out. It's great for your mental health. Just commit to practicing social distancing of at least 6 feet, wearing masks when you're out in public, frequent hand sanitizing and hand washing, and staying home when you're ill. And if you do those things, you are absolutely going to be able to prevent getting coronavirus. And just be super smart. Don't gather in big groups, and just plan for the next 5 months to practice all of those things. And we'll have a great summer.
Dr. Darcy Solinke, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. That was Dr. Darcy Solinke, a family practice physician at the Winter Park Clinic and a member of the Grand County COVID-19 response team.